pandemic provides a real practical context to discuss these issues. We, of course, recognize that the pandemic imposed significant hardships for Suriname and its population. We would appreciate receiving specific information on which covenant rights, if any, were suspended during the pandemic, and if such rights were suspended, how the state party ensured that the restrictions were consistent with the covenant. Those are my questions for today, and I very much look forward to your replies. Thank you.